Dictation for Logan Polley, P-O-L-L-E-Y, June 1153, address as a letter, Dr. Ferguson, 680423. Dear Dr. Ferguson, a follow-up for Mr. Polley. He goes by Gene, G-E-N-E, with chronic kidney disease, diabetic nephropathy, hypertension, last visit in July. Because of the weather, we did a phone visit. Wife participated of this encounter. He is finishing testing for potential back surgery. MRI has been done. He's been waiting for this surgery already 2 years. He's very restricted on mobility because of this, which makes his problems of obesity worse, presently 241. He's doing a diet on purpose. He denies vomiting, dysphagia, diarrhea, bleeding. He has frequency but no cloudiness or blood. He has dyspnea on minimal activities. Has seen a lung specialist. He is very faithful to use the CPAP machine for the last 10 years. It's my understanding that pulmonary function test CAT scan has been done. He's been told that there is more like a restriction process. Has a follow-up on the next few weeks. He blames the decrease of his functional abilities since getting COVID within the last 1-2 years. Other review system is negative. Medication list review. Diabetes, cholesterol management, pain control with morphine, Percocet, uses inhalers. I want to highlight for blood pressure, Aldactone, Norvasc, presently not on any diuretics. On oxygen, 2-3 liters, mostly at night, on activity, usually not at rest. Next paragraph, blood pressure at home, 142/80. He's able to speak in full sentences, no expressive aphasia dysarthria. Next paragraph, chemistry is December, creatinine 2.0. Has been slowly fine, although stable for the last 1 year. Representing a GFR of 34 stage 3B with normal electrolyte acid base, normal calcium, albumin, phosphorus, mild anemia 12.6, normal white blood cell platelets. He has bilateral kidney cysts. With a prior MRI about 2022. There is evidence of fatty liver. There is no renal obstruction. Renal arteries are open. Next paragraph, assessment and plan. CKD, stage 3B. Stable the last 1 year, progressive over the years, no symptoms of uremia, encephalopathy, pericarditis, background of probably diabetic nephropathy and hypertension, bilateral renal cyst without obstruction or urinary retention. The concern right now is for his dyspnea, respiratory failure on oxygen, morbid obesity, metabolic syndrome, fatty liver, a restrictive process, sleep apnea, and now he's been told that potentially has pulmonary hypertension, which I'm assuming might be related to the respiratory or hypoxemia. However, to do this diagnosis, you need to rule out heart issues. In his case, high on the list will be diastolic dysfunction. An echocardiogram should be done to assess any structural or functional abnormalities of the left ventricle and potential associated valve issues. He's going to discuss this with you and pulmonologists. From the renal standpoint, chemistry is in a regular basis, avoiding anti-inflammatory agents. Chemistries related to the kidneys are stable. We don't have to change diet for potassium, calcium, phosphorus, acid base. At this moment, no indication for EPO treatment. We'll follow with you in the future, end of dictation.